This is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Deku Tape. Kachan!
Oh, people are going to hate that. People are going to hate that.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
Like, we have a lot of like My Hero Academia tapeworm fans.
Tapeworm fans, yeah.
Mutants. Seven Fingers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another riveting episode of the Shonen Tapes. We release every single Wednesday, so if it's your first time listening, hello. Hope you enjoy your stay. Make sure you're subscribed on every podcast channel thingy that you're listening to. Rate us. We're finally doing well on TikTok, so follow us there, and maybe we can start doing some live episodes, and you guys can see the magic in the making, you know what I'm saying? My name is Kevin, and with me we have Sean, Shonen Pants, Krillin, Deku's notebook. Actually, Deku's tissue paper, because his notebook is like smart. I gotta downgrade you a little bit. Your Deku's like toiletries. Shonen Pants, Humphrey the Third, and we're gonna be talking about Deku.
Izuku Midoriya.
Izuku Midoriya. Blah.
Say
blah,
his
blah.
Government, dog. His government.
I'm gonna say a lot of things this episode. We're gonna be talking this episode, people. We're gonna be talking. Before we jump into it though, we have some news for you guys. We are actually in the midst of creating a Discord. And you know, we figured we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary. And as part of that anniversary, we're gonna release the Discord. And there'll be certain ways you can get special privileges in there, and we'll come out with more information as it happens. But it's like pretty much halfway complete. It's almost there, so we're super duper excited for you all to be a part of this, and we'll give you more info as that comes out. And we might have some bonus content along the way, so keep your eyes peeled. Buckle up, cowboys.
Buckle up, cowboys. Yo, Kevin.
Yeah, doesn't hit the same when I say it. What?
You gotta like make people like shiver when you say that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hit the moist points. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let me try again.
Buckle up, cowboys.
It was almost moist. That was wet. It has to be moist. You know what I'm saying?
I was going for at least a damp, brother. Oh no. No. Next topic. I'm done with the buckling up. I'm buckling down.
Oh my god. Jesus. Dude. So me and wife Shonen Pants, we are, you know, casually looking at other homes, you know. And these houses are fuck selling for like millions of dollars. And I'm like, yo, like how like this house has like two rooms. I'm saying
I feel our subscribers dwindling the more you talk, the more you speak. I feel them turning off the podcast and being like, you know what, maybe I was better off watching paint dry.
Real estate tapes, baby. Real estate tapes.
No, we're not doing that.
Yo, but anyway, all right. We need to review this anime at some point, and I know it's going to be a hard sell because I feel like Goblin Slayer ruined Isekai for you.
No, maybe it did, but at the same time, I saw a few episodes of ReZero, and I can see what like a better Isekai can do. So,
So this anime is called Uncle from Another World. It's on Netflix. Okay. They release episodes weekly, so it's like it gets you amped. I think like that weekly thing, I like that. Like it reminds me of the 90s. So this guy, he gets in a coma he wakes up, his nephew's there in the hospital with him. And then the uncle tells his nephew that he's went to another world, and then he has all these strange powers and stuff like that. And it's like, it's very quirky, it's very zany, but then it also, it's like strangely cool. So I think we should watch it, because I think in a few months, this is going to be one of the animes that people are going to be checking for.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
The way you describe the anime, is that kind of how you see yourself? Quirky, zany, and strangely cool? Is that like, I feel like you were, like, you felt like you were describing yourself there.
You know what, Kevin? Thank you for pointing that out, buddy. I am quirky, zany, and strangely cool. You know what I'm saying? But also black. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sure. Sure. All right, that's enough. I've had enough of this. I'll watch your stupid show, Sean. Sure, whatever.
Do you think you promise?
No. Let's talk about Deku. Deku. The most crybabiest main character that has ever lived. Has there been a single boy, man, toddler that's cried as much as this man? This gentleman?
I mean,
this worm?
I read this manga, and it was called Crybaby Swordsman, so, like, I don't think so.
Was it based on Deku?
No, it was based on a samurai that, like, whenever he kills someone, he cries. He's just like, okay. No, it was a shitty manga. Don't read it.
I'm not going to. I promise I'm not going to.
Promise. No, but he's pretty crybaby. You know what I'm saying? I would say, like, a close second is Demon Slayer dude. What's his name?
Tanjiro's not even that bad. No way. They're not even on the same playing field.
I don't know, man. Tanjiro's whiny.
No. You know who's a real close second? The dude from Tokyo Revengers. He's second place, easily. What are you talking about?
No.
He cries just as much as Deku does. He'll literally be in the middle of a fight, like, bawling. Like, what?
Well, that's because he's getting his face pummeled, though.
No, like, bro. He freezes and he panics and he's like, I don't know what to do. Look, we're getting off the rails here. A little too much. My point in saying that was, that's not the only thing that's just not likable about Deku. I don't think that whole overanalyzing nervous quirkiness is funny. I don't know if people that watch the show and appreciate that, like, style he has of, if I'm going to explain something, I'm going to explain it for 30 minutes and I'm going to bore you to death and I'm going to be super nerdy about it. Is that interesting?
It is. Honestly, that's the thing I like about him. He overanalyzes a situation. So that means he's like, because when he's going against someone that's, like, super stronger than him, he's analyzing the situation to the point where he can find a way to win. Or if he can't win, he'll lead his friends to find out a way to win. And that's going to be, like, one of his big traits when he's, you know, My Hero Academia Z or whatever, they're, like, adults. Because, you know, they're going to do that.
But he's so strangely uncool about it. Like, when Sherlock Holmes is sitting there, if you've ever seen the movie Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr., he maps out a fight before he does it. He throws the napkin in the air, expects the guy's eyes to turn, and he literally maps out every single move. It's really cool when he does it, because he's got swagger. Deku has negative drip, dog. He has negative, like, he is a soul sucker. And I just wish I kind of understood, like, why people enjoy Deku as a whole, you know, like, so for you, for example, right? Like, do you like it that he's kind of like an underdog?
Yeah, he's an underdog, dog. You gotta watch it through Deku's eyes. Like, just don't even think about, like, the characters you're usually like. Just think of it like, all right, I am Izuku Midoriya. Just go through his, like, ascension. No quirk. He has a quirk. He's not really good at using a quirk. Using one for all, then he becomes really good at it. Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. And then it's just like you're watching his rise to, like, greatness, to All Might status. You know what I'm saying? And that shit's dope because they're like, dog, like, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. And it's like, it hypes you up a little bit, you know?
Listen, Mr. Zany, quirky, strangely cool pants. You can't do it. All right.
Zany, I'm gonna be the first. Quirky, strangely cool.
Zany, quirky, strangely cool. That's how I'm going to introduce you to the next podcast episode. I'm like, hey guys, welcome to the Shonen Tapes. It's Kevin. And on with me, we have Sean, who's Zany, strangely quirky, cool. But what the stuff you just described, I feel like, doesn't really talk to him as a character. It talks to his struggles. Any person can be an underdog. Any person can go through the struggles that he's going through. When I examine a character, I mean specifically on that character, and put other types of main characters or side characters even in his same position, they would act differently. Deku, bro, to me feels like he feels like the side character that was plucked out of another protagonist's storyline and given main powers to. He's usually like the side character, right? Deku is like the nervous, like, oh, how are we gonna do this, main character? And he's like scared, and then he figures out a plan for the main character to take action and do, right? That's typically how it works. The main character gets the swag, the side character gets the goof. But I feel like here, they flip the switch a little bit, and they're like, you know what, dweeb, you can be cool for a little bit.
Kevin,
you know,
you described why people love Deku and why people love My Hero Academia, because they flip the main character, the main character archetype on its head. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Even though a main character, they can have like cowardice at times. Usually they're like the happy go lucky, like I'm in it for like the adventure type, like, you know, like a Luffy or like a Naruto. That's not necessarily Deku. Deku's that side character, like you said, that they gave a main character role, and they pretty much utilized him in a really interesting way where it's like you're rooting for this guy because you're like, dog, like, come on, dweeb, you got it. You know what I'm saying? You got this, dog. Like, you know, that's what you're doing.
When I look at him, though, all I can think is, you're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
He's definitely that guy, pal. He's definitely that guy,
That's all I can fucking think when I look at him. But I guess, you know, that I guess I'm just speaking to personal preference, because it's not like I can, unlike other shows, right, where I can look at and say this is objectively bad. I can't say that about My Hero. I can say My Hero is just not my cup of tea, and it's just like a different taste. So in the same regard, I can still sort of respect like why people like it, and I guess the more I talk with you and the more I talk through like his characteristics and his personality, it makes sense. Like, okay, that's why people like him. Like me, I don't like the dweebs. Not in real life, but like when I'm watching an anime like with strong people, like the dweeby characters are not my favorites. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the typical archetype that I like, you know. Not the dweebs, though. The dweebs are usually my least favorite characters in shows. So when I watch a show centered around like the main dweeb, I'm like, ugh. Steve Urkel with superpowers, like, no thank you.
That's what Deku is. He's like, Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel with superpowers, bro. White Steve Urkel.
Superpowers, like. Dog. Deku, honestly, I think that Deku is, he's not my favorite protagonist, but I think he is a top five protagonist in anime.
All time?
Yes.
All
Let
time?
Me say this. All time.
Ew, Sean. Ew.
Izuku Midoriya is top five. You know why? Because he is very different from everyone else. Gross. And but he's utilized better than the normal archetypes of anime. He's top five.
Dog,
top
we've five. Gone over this. We've gone over this.
Top
different
five.
Doesn't mean better. Different doesn't mean better. How many times do I have to explain that? You
yes,
don't.
I know that.
You're like, hey.
He's different.
You're like, hey. Kevin. This is different. I'm going to eat breakfast for dinner because it's different, which means it's better. No, it's just you're just fucking eating breakfast at dinner. It doesn't mean it's better.
Yo, breakfast for dinner is dope, though. But
look, you probably do. See, I knew you would think that.
No, but all I'm saying is it's different, but it's utilized better than the animes where they're doing the normal archetypes and everything like that. They do it so much better.
Top five in what? Okay. In what? Relatability?
Top five. Yes, relatability.
Okay.
Story arc. Character progression.
He hasn't even progressed, bro.
What are you talking about? He hasn't progressed.
His power has progressed. His character hasn't.
His power has progressed.
Yeah.
He's
the same dude.
He's gotten slightly more courageous. Mm-hmm. Can we agree with that?
Yeah.
He's fighting did we not watch the overhaul arc? The overhaul season?
No, he's gotten more courageous, but I feel like he hasn't had a true arc, dog. I don't know. I don't see it.
Bro.
How can you look me in the face and tell me he's a top five protagonist when so many others exist?
Because, dog, again, what I'm telling you is he's very different, but he does it well, better than the anime that go along the lines, right? And then also, his character progression is very, natural. It's organic. It's not, forced. There's nothing forced about My Hero Academia except for, comedy. That's the only thing that's forced about My Hero. But the character arc for Izuku Midoriya is very carefully executed.
Constructed. That's the word you're looking for. Constructed, I feel like.
Constructed. It's very well placed, I think.
Well, Sean, do you remember? Yes. Do you remember the little episode we did? Episode 137. Do you remember what episode that was, Sean?
Yes.
No, you don't remember. Don't pretend like you know it off the top of your head. It was the protagonist tape, okay?
Yeah.
You're claiming he's a top five main character, but you didn't mention him on that episode.
Because he's not my favorite top five main character. I'm saying, in general, he's a top five. That's why I also said that before I made this claim. He's not my favorite by a long shot, but I think he actually is top five. If we're actually thinking about anime characters.
Okay. Naruto, Light Yagami, Eren Yeager, Tanjiro, Goku, Yusuke Urameshi. That's six right there. They all clear. They all clear Deku. Don't even try to pretend Deku's better than anybody.
I might like them better than that, but I think Deku clears them just because of sheer personality, sheer...
being a dweeb?
The way they execute... Yeah, he's a dweeb that rises through the ranks, dog. This man is going to be the hero of that series. You know what I'm saying? So we're watching him become that hero. That shit's dope, man. How do you not think that's dope?
You act like you've never seen an underdog story in your life. It's just an underdog story. You're acting like it's so crazy.
But I'm saying the way they do the underdog story is completely different than the way anime protagonists are usually done. Usually there is an underdog story. Like we've seen in Naruto. Attack on Titan was somewhat of a underdog story. Even Tokyo Ghoul, that was an underdog story. But the way that the main character is very different. They're somewhat likable because of the way they're a little bit more courageous. They're a little bit have that more main character energy. Dog, Deku does not have main character energy, yet they're able to make him an interesting main character. That's very interesting.
Sure. He's great.
You've turned now, man. I know I turned tapeworms that are listening, dog. Y'all know I'm right. Y'all know I'm right.
If you just ignore him, he'll go away.
Yo, when this episode comes out, we'll put out a poll and we'll see what people think.
Anyways. one thing I do like about My Hero Academia is his relationship in general with All Might. Mm-hmm. All Might I like, actually. I think he's the thug. He's really cool. He's over the top. He's flashy, but I guess I just respect power in a sense. And I just think the relationship that he has with them is so cool. Like, that's probably my favorite part of the show, I guess. His relationship with All Might in general.
Yeah, I definitely like his relationship. It's nice.
I find it much more interesting than him being the underdog and trying to climb the ranks and trying to, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I find that stuff such a drag. But then when I see him kind of getting mentored by somebody he's looked up to forever, I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's very, very cool. Like, this guy was like a super celebrity for him. And then now he's just his homie. They're boys. They eat lunch together. Like, how cool is that? You know? I love that.
It is cool, man. And I think that's not the only reason why you like All Might. You like him because he's a big, big meaty man.
The meat. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say here, Sean?
He's got the meat.
Huh?
It's like All Might. Remember, Arby's was like, All Might, we's got the meats.
That's how they should have introduced him. All Might, he's got the meats. Okay, so I, you know, it's obvious, right? I'm not the biggest My Hero fan. So I stopped watching at, like, after season four. I saw the whole fight with Overhaul. And I was like, all right, I want to make sure I'm nice and prepared for this episode. So I, you know, I'd watch some parts of some episodes. I'd watch as much as I can for season five. And I accidentally, like, really read ahead. And I think I know what happened in, like, season 6 and 7. I don't know if there's a 7. I don't know. I guess I just know what happens in the future. I know about one of the future arcs.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I like where they're taking his character.
I've, like, seen things on Twitter where they're alluding to it, which, honestly, good on people on Twitter that are not spoiling it. For those that know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not going to say my thoughts because it might be a spoiler, but I don't know, man. Like, it sounds like they're taking him in a pretty cool direction. That's why I'm excited for season 6, you know? I'm excited to see, like, what they do with Deku, you know?
Yeah, and if there's one thing I've learned about anime in general is if there's enough smoke, there's fire. So, in analogies with that, right, with Demon Slayer, it was a bunch of smoke, and there apparently was fire underneath. There was. I sit there. I love Demon Slayer now. So a part of me wants to sit down and, like, make myself watch the rest of season 5. But the other part of me wants to just kind of skip season 5 and just jump into season 6 and see if the cool stuff that I've, you know, read ahead on is what's happening, because it might turn me around on the show. Now, it's a real struggle if it takes me 6 seasons to like a show. That to me says your show isn't very good. But that's just, you know.
I will say this. Season 1 and season 2. Yeah. Okay. Season 3. Okay. Season 4. Good God. Season 4 was good. Season 5. Season 6 hopefully it was a struggle. Will be good. So most of the show hasn't been that good. But I'll tell you what has been really good. Deku's ascension, Deku's character arc. That's what's been good. Mic drop.
Why'd you have that guy pal voice when you said mic drop? Was that that guy dropping the mic?
Because I'm that guy pal.
Yeah, you're that guy. Go ahead.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
If Deku was let's wipe the slate clean. Let's say he had a quirk in the beginning. What quirk do you think would be good for Deku, other than, of course, One for All or All?
Okay, I got a perfect
whatever
one.
Whatever the fuck they call that shit.
I got a perfect one. Dry eyes. He can't produce tears, bro. So he could be watchable. That's my pick. What about you?
I think a quirk that has to do with his analytical powers, so he can just, like, lead, like, he could just be, like, a really good strategist. Like, he has, like, strategy at the wazoo or some shit. And he's able to, like, put pieces together, maybe, like, control people, maybe. But something with strategy, I think, would be a really good quirk for him if he had if he had a quirk going into the show. Something with strategy.
You know, kind of going off that a little bit, if you want to get a serious answer, is there anybody that can mess with time in the show?
Not yet, I don't think.
They should have given him a time quirk so then he could think up strategies and freeze time. Oh. So, you know what I'm saying? Rather than having to do it in the moment, freeze time, think of some you know, that'd be a little cooler because then the world's freeze and it's like, it'd be nicer for me to see that the overworld is frozen rather than being in his head and hearing mm-hmm. it as if they're frozen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is the Shonen Tapes question of all questions. What other world will you see? Do you see Izuku Midoriya in?
He could probably fit in with the little children at Promised Neverland. That's probably where I'd stick him. Just one of the little kids there crying.
That's a really good answer.
Honestly, I could see him. Like a younger version of him, he would have been perfect in that show.
Interesting. You know what? You brought this anime up earlier for mine. Tokyo Revengers. He'd be really good in Tokyo Revengers.
Well, who would he be, though? Just like that.
You'd be the main character.
Oh.
You'd just be a little bit more of a crybaby.
No, dog, I'm telling you, they cry the same. I feel like you're forgetting the show.
He doesn't cry. I mean, I probably did forget about the show.
They cry. He might literally cry more than Deku. It's pretty bad. They even talk about how much he cries in the show. He says, "Why am I such a crybaby?" Like, he literally talks about
it. I mean, there's an episode called Crybaby.
Yeah.
Something. I forgot it. I need to rewatch that. I liked that show. I just don't remember anything that happened.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly, brother. How would you fix Deku? Okay. Or would you not fix Deku? All right.
No,
Deku's, improve Deku.
Change up his quirk a little bit. Like, have All Might's power enhanced something about his person. I feel like his quirk should match more of his personality a little bit. Like, he can still be super strong, but I think like the whole analytical part of him should be enhanced as well too, somehow. With his somehow, you know? Right. Yeah, somehow. Or another. Yeah, I think that would be kind of.
My answer is just increasingly obvious. Just give him a little more backbone, I feel like. And the over analytical stuff and over explaining stuff, I feel like if you just made him like a little cooler, I feel like he would appeal to more people. You know? I totally agree. It's a totally different take on a main character. But I feel like they went too far one way. And they could somewhat bring it back a little bit towards the center and just give him some more badass moments, bro. Make him a little more ruthless. Give me a moment where I look at him and I'm like, damn, Deku is a boss. Because I feel like I have that moment with a lot of main characters from other shows. And it's very rare I've had that main character moment with Deku. The only times I've ever like seen him do something where I've been like, oh, that's kind of cool. The coolness is overshadowed by the corny name. The Detroit Smash, the St. Louis Wazoo, the St. Lauderdale, Florida flapjack kick. Like, his almost coolest moments, I feel like, are hindered by that, like, you know what I'm saying? By the silliness of the name.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, My Hero Academia is camp. Like, it's campy. Like, that's, like, the appeal of it. It's a campy shonen, you know?
What's that mean?
Campy? Comp. It's, like, not, I guess, like, funny or, like, for laughs, I guess.
That show's funny?
It's not funny. It's, like, okay, let me look up this definition. Let's go on Google real quick. I'm trying to, like.
All right, while you're looking up that definition, I want to speak to the tapeworms directly, all right? I guess I'm always speaking to the tapeworms directly. No, usually I'm speaking to you and the tapeworms are listening, but I'm going to direct this towards them. I know you guys are a fan of the show, so I hope I didn't shit on it too bad. You know, I feel like this was pretty tame. And I will say with the caveat that it has potential, because I kind of know what happens in the future a little bit. So I'm looking forward. I'm still give Deku another chance in the future. And I could also appreciate why people like it. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm not going to sit here and say it's bad. I'll just say it's not for me.
All right. So, I get that. And camp is like over exaggerated, theatrical, kind of just like wonky.
Would you kind of describe yourself as campy too, Sean?
Yeah, I would describe myself as a campy,
over exaggerated,
funky black guy. You know what I'm saying? That's all those words, all those things. Yes.
Do you think Deku would have headed down the same path if he had a quark? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a lot of the kids sort of had more cockiness and confidence because they had a quark. Deku never had one. So, in a sense, that's kind of, I feel like, what set him on this path of just nerdy worshipism, in a sense.
I don't think the show would be as popular if he had a quark initially.
No. I don't mean like the show's popularity. I mean Deku. Like let's just pretend like we're in the world of My Hero. Do you think as a character he would have progressed the same way
if he had a quark? No, yeah, that's what I mean. Like it would have gone a completely different way. He would have just been like a normal guy or normal like anime protagonist where he's like kind of cocky and just like but like yet unsure of himself, wants to prove something. This way where he didn't have a quirk initially.
Yeah.
He's like very unconfident and like very scared, very cowardly. Yeah. And then he's working his way up from there. I think we would have a totally different show if he had a quirk initially. Completely different show.
Do you think All Might though would have picked him?
No. He would have gone with Lamillion.
Should have been a great pick. I love him.
Yeah. Dope pick. Honestly, I would have picked Lamillion.
But that dude's like, a beast, bro.
My man's a boss, dog. I wish he was in the show more so we could do a tape on him. Because, like, he's my favorite character in My Hero. Straight up.
He's up there for me, too. He's a beast. He's up there.
Do you think Deku, would his character arc be better if it went to the dark side a little bit, like if he got a little bit more edgy?
Yes, absolutely.
I think so too. I think it would be more interesting.
And I don't even know if that's cliche, because characters do that sometimes and it can get a little cliche, but I feel like they don't do it as often as they could. Usually it's the not the side character, but like the person next to the protagonist. Is it Deutagonist? Is that their name?
Deuteragonist.
The Deuteragonist. Yeah.
The Deuteragonist.
The guy with the do-rag in every show.
Yeah.
It's usually that character that goes to the dark side, and then they have to bring them back. Like, you know, obviously Sasuke in Naruto. It looks like they're going to do it with Jujutsu Kaisen too in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not very often it's the main character that has a little dark stint and comes back. I would love to see it. I mean, it would add some wah to the show, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it would have been interesting. I honestly think that in most shows that would make it interesting if the main character goes bad. I mean, we've seen that in Attack on Titan. I'm like, shit's interesting as fuck, you know? But that being said, I like the direction that they're going with them. And then who knows? I think they still could do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Attack on Titan went 3 seasons with him not being the bad guy, and then he becomes the bad guy. Spoilers! It's all over Twitter.
Anyway. I hate you. But okay. No, it was good. I feel like we got a pretty good deep understanding of who Izuku Dweeby Midoriya is.
Yes, sir. I think we did. Who do you think was, before we end, who do you think was his best antagonist, like his best dance partner in the world we call anime fights?
Like of actually fighting or the best rivalry?
It can be either one.
Well, his best rivalry, in my opinion, is All for One.
Okay, explain why. quickly.
Because he just wants to, like, do everything he can to stop him. And I feel like they're at the very start of their rivalry. It's just beginning.
Yeah, it's definitely just beginning.
But I already like it better than everybody else.
Okay. I definitely think it's Overhaul, because that was the first time that Deku was the one that saved the day.
Yeah.
Because in the arcs before, everyone else, like, he, like, was a big part of it, but he wasn't the one that saved the day. He saved the day here. Like, he was a hero. It was, like, equivalent to the Pain arc, pretty much, in Naruto. Like, that's what I think Overhaul, like...
That was his Pain arc moment?
That was his Pain arc moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I could totally see that. And for my pick, by the way, I might have said, that, I don't know, the power is One for All, I think, and the dude's called All for One, maybe.
That's
really confusing, brother. y'all need to declutter that shit, bro. Come on. Well, Tapeworms, thank you so much for listening. For the extreme My Hero fans that are fans of the Shonen Tapes, we don't totally hate Deku, obviously. One of us likes Deku, and the other one doesn't. So hopefully you weren't soured. Catch us next week. We're going to be continuously outdoors with another brand new episode. So make sure you're subscribed. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, make sure you are rating as well. Oh, and keep your eyes peeled for the Discord. It may be releasing within the next week, but we're going to be posting about it all over socials. So make sure you're following on social medias like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok when we do drop that info. Otherwise, we'll make sure we announce it by the time of the next episode dropping. So with that being said, Mr. Shonen Pants, do you have any parting words for the Tapeworms?
You don't really have a quirk, Deku.
Good night.